Remember the good old days of the internet? Okay, maybe good isn't quite the right word, but it was definitely loud.
Oh, yeah. A real shouting match.
It really felt like that, didn't it? For
Yeah.
like decades, the whole game was just about who could yell loudest with keywords and backlinks and meta tags.
Just trying to climb up those Google
Well,
rankings.
exactly, just clawing your way to the top.
Yeah.
And that world, driven purely by clicks and crawlers, it really defined what online visibility was.
For a long time, yeah.
But that world, and this is really what we've seen in our recent research here at Praxiotech, it's fading
It
fast.
really is.
So today we're going to take a deep dive into our findings, the extensive work we've done, which points to this really fundamental shift happening in the digital landscape.
Right.
We're calling it the new search, but the interesting thing from our report is it's not really search at all.
Precisely. And that paradigm shift is what our research identified and what we've termed generative engine optimization, GEO.
GEO.
Yeah. It's basically the answer or the necessary response to this huge change we observed. People just aren't clicking links like they used to.
Not in the same way.
Not at all. They're asking questions now. They expect one direct, synthesized answer from AI systems, your ChatGPTs, Claudes, Geminis.
They want the answer, not the search result.
Exactly.
Yep.
And the core finding in our Praxiotech report is pretty stark, but it's clear. If your content isn't the basis of the answer, your brand doesn't exist in that interaction.
Wow. Doesn't exist. That's
It's
a
significant.
it's a seismic shift for anyone, really, anyone trying to get noticed online.
And that is exactly what we're here to unpack today. In this deep dive, we'll get into what GEO is, how it actually works, why it's become so incredibly critical.
And what it means for you.
Right, for you and your brand trying to be found, trying to be trusted in this new kind of AI-first world. Okay, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
So for, gosh, over 2 decades, digital visibility was basically just winning the search game, wasn't it?
Totally. SEO was king. Businesses poured tons of resources into climbing those search results pages, meticulously optimizing every bit of content for human clicks and those specific keywords.
The whole funnel, yeah. Search, click, website visit, that was the model.
That was the bedrock. But what our Praxiotech research is showing pretty definitively now is the collapse of the search to click funnel.
It's a really profound behavioral change when you think about it.
Oh,
Well,
so.
imagine like a college student, right? Up late, needs to figure out something complex.
Okay.
Instead of scrolling through 10 blue links for, say, how does gene editing work? They just type that question straight into ChatGPT.
Makes sense. They want the explanation.
You don't want a list of options.
Yeah.
They want one curated, elegant, satisfying answer, and the AI gives it to them.
And then.
And then often they just close their laptop, mission accomplished, no clicks involved.
Right. They got what they needed from the AI.
Exactly. And our report actually cites a pretty significant statistic we uncovered. Over 60% of generative AI queries result in zero
Over
clicks.
60%.
Yeah, zero clicks. The AI itself is becoming the final destination. That's not just like a small trend. It's the new reality setting in.
That zero click number, it really lands hard, doesn't it? It basically implies the old model is just collapsing.
Pretty much.
We're seeing traditional SEO just rapidly losing its relevance because these AI assistants are giving the answers directly, synthesized answers, instead of just pointing users to websites.
Yep.
And our findings really indicate that brands, well, they're effectively becoming invisible in this new zero-click ecosystem if they don't adapt.
The game has fundamentally changed.
Yeah.
Irrevocably, I'd say.
Okay, so that brings us to GEO. What is generative engine optimization exactly?
Right. So we're very clear about this in our findings. GEO is not just SEO 2.0. It's not an upgrade.
Okay, important distinction.
It's an entirely new paradigm. Think about it. Traditional SEO was all about attracting human eyeballs by, impressing web crawlers.
Making Google happy.
Pretty much. GEO, though, it's completely different. It's about earning the trust of the AI engines themselves, the ones actually generating those answers.
Trusting the AI.
By making sure your content is discoverable, retrievable, and ultimately cited by these AI systems. We sort of put it like this in the report. GEO doesn't shout to humans, it whispers to machines.
Whispers to machines. I like that.
Yeah, it speaks their language. It's a total shift from that old world of just shouting with keywords to a new world where being genuinely helpful to an AI is what matters most.
That contrast, shouting versus whispering, that's really powerful. And as we detail in our research, it flags some really critical shifts happening. We're moving
Yeah, the shifts are key.
from keywords. Well, now it's about context and clarity, right?
Exactly. meaning not just matching words.
In from backlinks.
Yeah.
Now it's more about structured, cited, machine-readable truth.
Verifiability becomes huge.
And from just ranking high, now it's about genuine relevance to the query.
Right. Does it actually answer the question?
And maybe the biggest one. From clicks to confidence. The AI's confidence in your content.
That's the core of it. Confidence.
Let's use that example from our blog post, the sustainable packaging brand. That makes it concrete.
Okay, yeah. Good example.
So old playbook. You'd be hammering out keyword-stuffed blog posts, chasing backlinks, maybe throwing money at paid search.
The standard SEO stuff.
Right. But in this new reality, your potential customer just asks ChatGPT or whatever AI, what's the most eco-friendly packaging option for small businesses?
A very common kind of query now.
Exactly. And if your brand isn't mentioned, isn't part of that AI-generated answer.
Poof. You're invisible in that moment.
You just don't exist in that interaction. And worse, if your competitor isn't the answer.
You've lost before you even had a chance to compete. It really forces a complete rethink of what visibility even means.
Okay, so how does this whispering to machines actually work? How does the AI find and use content?
Right, so to really get GEO, you kind of need to kick under the hood a bit, technically.
Okay, let's do it.
The old SEO world relied heavily on, you know, basic keyword crawling. But GEO operates differently. Content gets retrieved through something called embeddings.
Embeddings. Okay, what are those?
Think of them like unique digital fingerprints or mathematical summaries of what your content actually means, not just the words it uses.
So it understands the concept.
Precisely. And these fingerprints get stored in special databases called vector databases. This lets the AI find semantically relevant stuff super fast, even if the exact keywords aren't there.
That's a big difference. It's looking for meaning.
Huge difference.
Yeah.
And the real engine behind this is a process called retrieval augmented generation, or RAG.
RAG, eh?
Yeah, RAG. This is where your content gets transformed into this perfectly structured, easily retrievable data that the large language models, the LLMs, the brains behind ChatGPT, can grab when they need to build an answer.
So it pulls your specific info.
Exactly. That's the augmented part. The AI takes its huge general knowledge base and then enhances it, augments it with your specific, relevant, verified data.
Ah, so it's not just making stuff up.
Ideally, no. RAG helps to give a precise data-backed answer grounded in real information rather than just guessing or hallucinating.
And in our research, we talked about this concept of grounding surface area. Can you explain that a bit?
Sure. Imagine it's like the amount of solid ground your content provides for the AI to stand on.
Okay.
It's the volume of structured, verified, context-rich content that an AI can confidently use to ground its answers in reality. If your content isn't easily verifiable or, you know, if it doesn't really match the semantic meaning of the user's question.
The AI just ignores it.
Basically, yeah. It gets ignored. It's like trying to build a house on shaky foundations. The AI won't trust it, won't use it.
So the implication is massive.
It really is. As we summarize it in the Praxeotech report, you don't optimize for crawlers anymore. You optimize for retrievers and for the logic chains that assemble answers.
Your content needs to be ready-made for AI consumption.
Well, it's an easily digestible meal, exactly.
Okay, this is where I think our Praxeotech report gets really practical and interesting. It's one thing to say things are changing, but we wanted to offer a roadmap.
Right, the how-to.
We lay out these actionable steps for actually doing GEO. We describe it as designing for AI digestion. This is the new playbook.
Yeah, and we detailed specific GEO mechanics in the report. Yeah. These are the crucial building blocks.
Okay, what are they?
First up, structured data. This is foundational. Using things like schema.org, JSON-LD, FAQ page markup, how-to markup.
The technical stuff that machines read easily.
Exactly. It provides that machine-readable clarity AI absolutely loves.
Yeah.
Second, semantic clarity.
Meaning?
Instead of just long-form storytelling, your content needs clear, declarative statements. Bullet point summaries are great. Embedded FAQs within the content. Think of them like little signposts for the LLMs.
Makes sense. Easy to grab.
Third, cross-platform consistency. This is becoming way more important. If your message is contradictory across your website, your social media, your knowledge base.
But the AI gets confused or loses trust.
It erodes the trust signals, yeah. Consistency builds confidence. And finally, citation anchors.
So providing sources.
Clear references to authoritative sources, yes.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're programming for citation. You want the AI to be able to confidently point back to where it got the information.
So the whole mindset has to shift.
Totally. Think of your content less like a story just for humans and more like fuel for the AI's memory banks.
It's fascinating to see how this actually plays out in different industries. Our report dug into some really compelling use cases we found.
Yeah, the real-world impact is already visible.
Like in B2B, what are companies doing there?
We saw companies literally redesigning their landing pages. Not just for people, but as these sort of AI answer modules.
Wow, okay. How does that work?
Imagine a prospect asks an LLM, what's the best CRM for small businesses? These B2B companies are structuring their content, their unique benefits, features, so that information gets directly embedded into the AI's summary answer.
And they can measure that.
Yeah, they're starting to track what we call AI lift in their conversions, seeing the impact of being in that answer.
What about education?
Similar things. We found universities optimizing their admissions pages so ChatGPT can summarize them perfectly for students asking questions.
Making it easy for the AI to digest their key info.
Exactly. And even textbook publishers are creating what they call promptable content, textbooks structured with super clear concept definitions specifically for LLMs, making learning resources AI native almost.
And healthcare. You mentioned that's critical.
Yeah, healthcare is maybe where GEO is evolving most critically. Because trust, accuracy, compliance, they're non-negotiable.
Absolutely. Mistakes there are serious.
So organizations are implementing incredibly structured, highly verified, often credential-linked content. The goal is to make absolutely sure AI models don't hallucinate or give out wrong health information.
So GEO there isn't just marketing, it's
a crucial risk mitigation strategy. It protects patients, protects providers. It's essential.
This must mean the way we measure success has to change too, right? Old metrics don't fit.
Exactly. This brings us to the new KPIs, the key performance indicators for GEO. Because you're right, traditional SEO metrics, click-through rate, SRP rank, they're losing their punch.
So what replaces them?
Our report outlines some new performance lenses. First, AI visibility. This is measured by something we're calling LLM inclusion rate.
LLM inclusion rate.
Okay. Yeah, it tracks. Is your brand even mentioned in the AI answers? If so, how is it positioned? How frequently does it appear across different generative engines?
Go at it. Are you part of the conversation?
Precisely. Then there's AI lift. This is kind of emerging as a direct parallel to the old idea of search lift.
Okay, measuring impact.
Yeah, it tries to quantify the impact of those AI citations.
Yeah.
How do they affect brand perception? Do they drive subsequent web traffic, even if it's not a direct click? Do they lead to conversions down the line?
And what else?
And crucially, brands need to monitor sentiment. Is the AI summarizing your content positively, neutrally,
yeah,
or, negatively?
Because that shapes perception instantly.
Massively. These nuances influence trust at scale in a way we're really only just starting to fully grasp.
And the good news, as we talked about in the report, is that tools are actually starting to pop up now to track this stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like GEO visibility tools.
That's right. Similar to how tools like Ahrefs track backlinks for SEO, new platforms are emerging to monitor your presence and performance within these AI systems.
So it's becoming measurable. As we put it in our findings, this isn't about who yells the loudest anymore.
It's about who gets remembered and repeated by the AI.
Okay, let's zoom out a bit. What are the bigger strategic consequences here? You called it a strategic moat.
Yeah, we really believe GEO forms a kind of strategic moat for businesses that get ahead of the curve. Firstly, think about content itself becoming infrastructure.
Infrastructure? How so?
Every web page, every PDF, every FAQ entry, it's no longer just information for a person to read. It's now a foundational data layer feeding these huge AI systems.
So you have to design it differently from the start.
Exactly. Brands have to design with the expectation, as we wrote, that their next reader is not human, but a model. That changes everything about content strategy.
Okay, what else?
Second, GEO completely changes the start of the customer journey. Instead of trying to influence someone after they click and land on your site,
you're influencing them earlier.
Way earlier.
Mm-hmm.
GEO puts your insight, your brand's value, directly into the AI's answer itself. That answer is the new front door for engagement.
So trust starts before they even think about clicking.
Right. In this answer-first world, trust begins before any click happens, and a fundamental shift in how relationships start.
And the moat aspect, the competitive advantage.
That comes from the idea that, especially now, the first answer wins, or at least the first good, comprehensive answer tends to stick.
Because the AI learns.
Yeah, AI systems learn and reinforce patterns. In this emerging one-answer culture, Simply being included in that initial trusted answer matters more than ever. Brands optimizing for GEO early. They're actively shaping the knowledge terrain for their entire industry.
And if you wait too long,
if you delay, you might find it incredibly hard to break in later, as the AI models sort of coalesce around those early established citation patterns. It becomes much harder to shift the AI's opinion.
So it's not just another marketing channel.
No, not at all. For us, looking at all the data, GEO isn't just a channel. It's really a future-proofing strategy for your entire digital presence.
So wrapping your head around this, what it really means for you listening is rethinking your content completely, designing it not just for human eyes, but also for these increasingly sophisticated machine minds.
It's a big shift in perspective.
Now, like any really powerful shift, our research at Praxeotech didn't just look at the opportunities. We also had to dig into the critical ethical and equity concerns that come bundled with GEO.
Right. It's definitely not all straightforward. There are challenges.
What are the main tensions you identified?
Well, we detailed three big ones. First, there's this inherent tension between simplification versus nuance.
Okay, explain that.
To make content perfectly machine-readable, nice and structured, it often needs to be more declarative, more simplified. Bullet points, clear statements.
Which is good for AI digestion.
Right. But it risks oversimplifying really complex ideas. Think about explaining, I don't know, a nuanced historical event or a complex scientific theory. If you boil it down too much just for the AI,
you lose the important subtleties.
Exactly. You might lose the very depth that allows for true understanding. So the question becomes, how do we ensure deep understanding isn't sacrificed just for machine clarity?
That's a tricky balance. What's the second tension?
Second, attribution is a real gray zone right now. It's still very much evolving.
Meaning who gets credit?
Yeah. AI systems might summarize your work, use your data, but without explicitly citing you in a way you recognize or prefer. This is leading to all sorts of ongoing legal debates about copyright, about data scraping.
And fair use, all that.
Fair use? The right to be included, even the right to be excluded from training data or model outputs. It's a really complex legal and ethical landscape that creators and businesses need to watch closely.
Definitely one to watch. And the third tension.
And lastly, there's a very real risk of access asymmetry.
Meaning bigger players have an advantage?
Essentially, yes. Large organizations, the ones with significant resources, databases, technical teams, they can optimize for GEO at scale much more easily than smaller players.
So they could dominate the AI answers.
That's the potential risk. They could potentially dominate the information landscape within these AI systems, leaving smaller creators, independent journalists, or niche businesses struggling to be heard.
So the challenge is building an ecosystem
that values both the clarity GEO requires and the diversity of voices and information. That's the balancing act we need to strive for as we articulate in our findings.
It really is a lot to consider. But I think the central theme threading through all our work here at Praxeotech, it comes back to that core idea. The future belongs not to the loudest voice, but the clearest one.
Couldn't agree more.
Not to the most visited site, but the most cited source. It really feels like a fundamental paradigm shift, and it's not coming. It's here now.
It is. And maybe a final thought to leave folks with. The search engine, well, it was like a map. It showed you lots of possible routes.
Okay.
The generative engine, the AI, it's more like a compass. It points you directly towards an answer.
In the directions.
One direction. And GEO. GEO is how you make sure that compass points directly to you. So the question to ponder is, how will your content adapt to truly become the answer in this rapidly evolving digital landscape?